the 1300s, when another round of bubonic plague was sweeping the floor of civilization, a marauding army of Tartars set siege to Kaffa, a port city on the Black Sea. The citizens there, fearing contamination, refused to surrender to the infected army, so the Tartars, mightily piqued at this unseemly lack of camaraderie, catapulted some of their dead over the battlements of the walled city. Welcome indeed. A friend of mine was in one of our local grocery stores recently on the wild and unwalled South End, a provisioning locus for state park refugees fleeing the plague cities of Seattle and Gomorrah, and a quickie mart for us residents who ran out of beer or wine and dreaded the nightmare run 5 miles north to the IGA. Not a mask on a single employee. When the manager was asked why not, given the governor's edict that all retail shops and all citizens should wear one, she was told the staff had medical exemptions. "How many employees do you have?" she asked, and was told, with a straight face, 27. I suppose we should applaud our local retailer for hiring the sick and the infirm, although I wonder what maladies besides COVID they might be harboring at that cash register. This past week's editorial page in our local fish wrapper featured an angry letter from a local man who claimed it was against God's will to wear a mask, and furthermore, it was unconstitutional to infringe on his personal, and I suppose, God's freedom. I can only suppose the Constitution has some Bill of Rights not to wear masks, or shoes, or shirts, or pants. We apparently have the right to infect our fellow citizens. God's will be done. These are tough times in the land of the plague. Partisan politics take precedence over sound medical advice, and in those places where the lockdown was lifted and the partying commenced, the virus has proven immune to political debate. Surprise, surprise. Other countries have managed to contain the contagion, but here, we subscribe to the don't tread on me, I can do what I want philosophy. So much for the idea that we're all in this together. Better to let the virus run its course and the survivors can carry on. Another few months of this, and I expect to see catapults launching the dead over the gated communities.